The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Now on the same day, two of the disciples were going to the village of Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all the things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem that does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" Jesus asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women in our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him. Then he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, 'Stay with us, because it is almost evening and the day is now nearly over.' So he went to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed it and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?' That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, 'The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon.' And they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread." The Gospel of the Lord. This week in Luke's Gospel, we have a very familiar story, don't we, of what we sometimes call as the road to Emmaus. For me, the road to Emmaus is a story of how we can have a sudden new change in perspective. Our word for the day. I don't know, maybe you've seen, this is going to be a little bit harder than a 9-6 to see, but have you ever seen art on the, people have drawn 3D art on the sidewalk where, you know, it's like you're going to be going into a hole or something like that? You know that you're not, but how many, I've kind of walked around those things just because, like, it's an optical illusion. It's a different perspective. And sometimes our perspective can make all the difference. Our story in Luke's Gospel takes place on the very day Jesus rose from the dead, that first Easter. And the disciples are walking on their way to Emmaus, as Jesus' disciples. But they're not part of that inner group of 11 of Jesus' disciples. Now, we know who is on this in this passage, and we know where they're going. So let's look at it a little bit closer. Our gospel reading tells us that Emmaus is 7 miles from Jerusalem. And depending on how fast you're walking, that could be about an hour, 2 hour walk. If you're really fast, it may not even be an hour. But if you're running, I would say. These disciples of Jesus were probably in Jerusalem for the Passover feast, and they were heading home after this crazy event that just happened that centered around Jesus of Nazareth. It is here where Jesus meets them up with these disciples and talks to them about the events that happened, though these disciples know Jesus personally. Initially, they are kept from recognizing Jesus as they walk and talk together on this road to Emmaus. These disciples are very discouraged as they relate the story to Jesus himself. Their hopes have been that Jesus would be the one to liberate the Israel from Roman rule. In other words, the disciples were looking for a military Messiah or a king, like King David was, someone that would restore Israel to a great nation again. They had such high hopes for Jesus. They called him a prophet in deeds and words with God. They shouted for Jesus the week before when he rode into Jerusalem, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace on heaven and glory in the highest." And as Jesus walks with them, he wants to know what they're talking about. And the disciples are shocked that Jesus knows nothing about what has happened in Jerusalem. They basically say to Jesus, "Have you been living under a rock? Have you not seen all the CNN reports of what's happening? It's all over the news." The disciples now explain to this stranger what has been happening, including this crazy report of these women that found the tomb empty and claimed that Jesus has risen from the dead. How crazy is that? How frustrating it was for Jesus to hear them talk like this way. You sense his frustration in his response to his disciples as he says this, "Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary for the Messiah should suffer these things and enter into his glory? Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures." Jesus is showing these disciples where all through the Hebrew scriptures, what we refer to as the Old Testament, the passages that point to what has and needed to happen about Jesus himself. These two disciples are so enthralled with Jesus' teaching on the road to Emmaus, they ask him to stay with them for the night. It isn't until they sit down and have a simple meal, something you would do every single day, that their eyes are opened and they recognize Jesus in the breaking of the bread. And when they recognize Jesus, he vanishes from their midst. And this is where these two disciples have a change in perspective. When the two disciples' eyes have been opened to have a real encounter with the risen Christ, their whole attitude transforms. Even though it is late in the day, as the scripture tells us, they run back 7 miles to Jerusalem to the other disciples to tell them the good news of seeing the Lord and what happened on that road to Emmaus. Did disciples' situation change? No, not really. They were still under Roman rule. The Jewish authorities were still looking for followers of Jesus to either have them killed or imprisoned. But what changed was their attitude and perspective, how they saw their situation. They had seen the risen Lord, so nothing could hurt them not even death. When the two disciples started on the road to Emmaus, their focus was on themselves only. What was Jesus going to do for them? How Jesus had let them down. How they are still oppressed under Roman rule. But through their encounter with the risen Lord, their views expanded. They could see past their picture to a bigger picture of God's plan for humanity. They weren't there fully yet, but they were getting closer. And after they would receive the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, they could see God's plan in our world. You see, we are all on that road to Emmaus too. That mysterious road that leads to the unknown. Some of us may be discouraged by what is happening in their lives today, or in what's happening in our world, not knowing what the future holds, what our future will look like. I get that. It can cause a lot of anxiety for us. But the good news today is that Jesus is offering us hope on that road to Emmaus, on that road of our faith. He is telling us and God's people that we are not defined solely by what is happening in this world. We are part of something much bigger than this world has to offer. Have you ever had a change of perspective very fast in your life? I remember a time in my own life, and maybe this has happened to you too, and kids, don't listen to this. I remember saying, I'll never be like my mother. I know, those of you who are laughing probably said that claim. It might have been father or somebody else, or your brother or somebody. I was probably a preteen when I first made that first claim. But it was a situation I never forgot that when I was a senior in high school. I remember being so mad at my mom that she would not let me do something all my friends were doing. That one day, and then much later on, after I had my own kids, when my oldest son asked if he could do something, and I thought it wasn't really appropriate. And I told him no. And this light bulb went off when I was an OMG, I'm like my mother. My perspective, though, had changed. Now, you might be wondering what my mom told me I couldn't do. While I was in marching band in Pennsylvania, our band was a pretty well-known band. We were kind of a military marching band. And we were invited to go to New Orleans to march in the Mardi Gras parade. That sounded great to a senior in high school. Didn't sound so great to my parents because they knew what happened at Mardi Gras parades. And I was so mad that I didn't go. I raised the money and I didn't get to go on a bus from Pennsylvania to Louisiana to march in a Mardi Gras parade. What could go wrong? Then later on, after much experience, knowledge, and wisdom myself, I understood why my mom said no. But Jesus offers us another tool to help us change our perspective, not just experience, knowledge, and wisdom. Those are very important. Jesus offers us the Holy Spirit. Like the disciples, we are on this mysterious road to Emmaus with one big difference. We already have access to the Holy Spirit. When we continue to focus on ourselves and how what is happening in this world affects us, or when we open our eyes to an encounter of the risen Jesus, tapping into the strength of the Holy Spirit inside us, when we live our lives for ourselves only, or think of others too. He is risen, and because of this, we can be strong, not only for ourselves, but for others that need our help. Take some time, much needed time, on this road to Emmaus, because we are all on this road for our faith in God. Encounter our risen Lord, and I promise that in that encounter, it will change your perspective on life, and it will be a change for the better. Amen.